Blog Talk Radio.
Marcus Kane. As I see it, common sense in a world of insanity.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is now official that the DOJ has exposed themselves for exactly what they are, and that is no longer an arm of law enforcement, but in fact a political tool that is being used by the left to remain in power and to facilitate what I guess they think is going to be a whole brand new America. Now, I guess a lot of us sort of suspected this before, but it's just been laid clear, so much more clearly than before, that it's almost a moot point for them to argue it. Now, we understand that the DOJ had targeted parents. Remember that? Oh, well, if you go to a school board meeting and you're upset about your children being indoctrinated with CRT nonsense, or you object to your children being sexualized by pervert teachers or progressive teachers who think your 8-year-old should be able to make a decision on whether they're a man or a woman or a girl or a boy, you're a terrorist. Merrick Garland's DOJ declared, well, that's terrorism. You can't go to a school board meeting and speak up for your children. How dare you? They're not your children. They're our children. You may have borne them. They're ours now. You remember that, of course. I'm sure you remember that the same exact DOJ held on to the Hunter Biden laptop, clearly understanding it was real, clearly understanding the issues that this was going to cause in the election. And guess what they did? Absolutely nothing. They sat on it. And as a matter of fact, when Rudy Giuliani gained possession of that laptop, they denied it was even real. Well, let's just say they didn't come forward and say it wasn't fake when CNN and many people who were former members of this now disgraced team said, oh, no, this is Russian propaganda, clearly Russian propaganda. And then when they were caught red-handed and they were asked, well, you had the laptop. You knew it was real. Why didn't you come forward and say anything? They said, well, we don't want to interfere with an election. We thought that was really not our place to do because then we potentially have swayed an election. Oh, by doing what? Telling the truth? So now telling the truth is swaying an election. According to the DOJ, if you tell the truth to the American people, you could potentially sway an election. So what if Joe Biden had murdered someone? Are they going to say, well, we can't say that? Huh, might sway an election. I mean, at what point do you honestly say to yourself, well, we have to tell the truth. The American people deserve the truth. Well, at no point. They had no intention of it. You would have never heard about this laptop. This is the same DOJ who busted into the house of a journalist who had acquired Ashley Biden's diary, threatened to arrest him. In fact, they did arrest him, I believe. Let him out, but they arrested him. And they want that diary. How dare you have that diary? Whoever gave you that diary is a lawbreaker. What are you talking about? The diary was abandoned in a house. So if I move into a house and somebody's diary is there and I decide to give it to a local bookstore or something, I'm a criminal? According to the DOJ, I am. Why did they want that diary so badly? I bet if you call up the Department of Justice, you call up the FBI and say, someone stole my diary, and I know it's in the possession of so-and-so, I bet you they're not going to go to their house and kick the door in. I bet you they're not. James O'Keefe, oh, he had his offices raided. You better not print this. You better not have possession of this. You were legally in possession of this. No, you know he's not. But it didn't stop there, did it? We know about the raid on Mar-a-Lago, and that's exactly what it was. It was a raid. And let me assure everyone who's a little bit on the fence about this Donald Trump thing, there was no reason to raid this particular building. The FBI knew the documents were there. They told Donald Trump to put an extra padlock on the door. And they were negotiating with what ones that he was going to turn over and what ones he felt he had a right to keep. And then all of a sudden, boom, they raid the place. And it was such a huge, huge deal. CNN cameras had to be there. Everybody had to be there. It was such a huge deal. And it was so, so vital to our security as a nation that you waited 3 or 4 weeks. If you thought the nuclear codes were there and they were going to be sold or given out or handed out or whatever the hell you thought, why didn't you do that immediately? I'll tell you why you didn't do it immediately. Because you knew damn well there was nothing there. You knew damn well that it was a setup job. And now guess what? We find out, ladies and gentlemen, the very same administration who looked you dead in the eye, your president, who looked you dead in the eye and said, I didn't even know about the Mar-a-Lago raid. I found out on television the same way everybody did. I was shocked. Well, we now have emails clearly showing that the Biden administration and the Department of Justice and the FBI were fully aware. Fully aware. You were lied to again. You were lied to by the DOJ yet again. But it doesn't even stop there, folks. Because now we have evidence that the DOJ was literally plotting and probably in some cases did actually plant people in Catholic and Christian churches. Because in their opinion, and I quote, these are the establishments which most likely brings us right-wing terrorists. You know, like all those moms. Soccer moms that are going to school saying, don't indoctrinate my child. That's my child. Don't fill my child's head full of nonsense and lies. Oh, you're a terrorist. You're trying to stop what we're doing. Silly woman, we're only trying to indoctrinate your child. We're only trying to brainwash him so he follows orders. How dare you stand up and yell at us? We're your masters. Sit down and shut up, or you'll be a domestic terrorist. Now you can't go to church. Oh, you know, them church people, they're the ones. They're going to be terrorists. You notice they didn't have any in a mosque. No, just Christian organizations, because they're the most likely. Are you kidding? Folks, we now see very clearly what the Department of Justice and the FBI has become. There is no more doubt. There is no more, well, maybe it was a wrong turn here or a misstep there. No, this is all planned, folks. We have a very serious problem now in this country because one of the leading organizations to keep this country safe down to its heels, it's been infiltrated, it's been taken over, and it is now, in fact, for the most part, the left wing's arm. They'll do what the left wing says. And when the right wing presidents get in there, they lie to them. Oh, yes, sir, we'll do this and that. Remember how many times James Comey said, I went in there and I told Donald Trump, no, sir, we won't do this. And yes, sir, we will do that. But we went ahead and did it anyway. Well, who the hell do you think you are? No one elected you. You're not above the law. And now we got Ray, whose answer to every single question he's asked about all of these incidents is, gee, I don't really know about that. Oh, really? Well, I don't know what to tell you then. Step down. Because it's very, very obvious that you don't know what's going on around you or you're lying, and I choose number two. I think you're lying through your teeth. I think you clearly understand what's going on in this country. And that is a concentrated effort. Let's not forget the January 6th stuff, too. Do you know now that the January 6th committee is being sued? Other people are suing as well, because we're finding out there wasn't just one or two agent provocateurs from the FBI or other law enforcement or people who had the FBI hired. No, there were upwards of 50. Upwards of 50. It was planned. The idea behind January 6th was start a riot. Some people will follow. I can guarantee you it doesn't matter. You start a riot, somebody's going to follow. You can walk out of your house right now and say, the price of eggs is too high, I'm starting a riot, and you'll find a couple of people that will follow you. And they knew that. But those people clearly weren't going to do it without being rabble-roused into doing it. And that's exactly what the DOJ and the FBI did, because that was the plan, folks. That's why there was no National Guard there. That's why Nancy Pelosi refused. That's why there was a camera crew there on Pelosi, for Pelosi, documenting everything curiously on that day. Amazing. And that's why certain people aren't being brought up on charges. But now we know clearly what they think of you. They think of you as if you protect your child from their attempts to indoctrinate them and brainwash them. If you protect your child from their attempts to sexualize and utilize them for their own means, you are a terrorist. And you will be dealt with. Likewise, if you attend church, you're a terrorist. You're a potential terrorist. Well, potentially, anybody that walks into that church could be a far right-wing terrorist. Really. Funny you didn't say that about the mosques, though. Funny that never came up. It was, we can't do that. We can't target one religion just because a inordinate amount of them are blowing themselves up with people around them. Remember all the suicide bombers we had and all the people shooting up offices and buildings and everything? Yeah, you remember that. During the Obama administration, did they put secret spies in the mosques? Hell no, they didn't. And you know why? Because, we couldn't do that. Freedom of religion, you know. That's what Christopher Wray said under oath. I don't think we have anybody in any of the Christian or Catholic churches, because that would be undermining freedom of religion, and I don't think we did that, except the email clearly shows you did. He says, I looked at that email. I was aghast. You were aghast, huh? I was horrified. Really? Who'd you fire? If you were aghast and horrified, then the people responsible should be gone. You're the head. The buck stopped with you, buddy. So then when you're asked the simple question, whose head's rolled for this? I really couldn't say. Why can't you say? Because you're lying. Merrick Garland and his DOJ have weaponized the FBI to do their bidding like the Stasi. It's just as simple as that. And we're in big trouble now as a country, because anyone who stands up against this new regime and this future, I guess, new America that they're planning, you're a terrorist. I mean, tomorrow they could say, Marcus Cain's a terrorist. Look what he's saying about the DOJ. We can't have that. We can't have people saying horrible things about the DOJ. We think we're going to have to haul him in. Well, that's a fascist country, folks. That's a fascist country. But the news gets even worse. I think I mentioned on the last show that a rocket scientist, musician by the name of Steven Van Zandt, who's the guitar player for Bruce Springsteen, who for about 25 years of his life bluffed everyone into thinking he was a blue-collar, good old, hard-working guy, when he's really basically a fascist. Anyway, his guitar player puts out a tweet that says the following: "We need to start exterminating the GOP like cockroaches." That's what he said. He took it down because he realized that's a call to violence. But he still said it, and you can still screenshot it, so it still exists. Exterminate the GOP like cockroaches. Now, I thought, okay, this is some dude who's probably whacked out of his mind on every kind of drug he can inject into his arm. Probably wrote it when he was high as a kite, thought twice about it, and deleted it. No sane person would ever say anything close to that. Well, I had a debate, an online debate, in a political chat room. And I decided that I was going to play a little bit. So I said, they were talking about Ted Nugent, and Ted Nugent saying some things. And I said, you know, musicians should just shut up about this. You got your own political slant. Just play your music. That's what people came to hear. They don't care what your politics is. And then I mentioned, and that goes for Steven Van Zandt, too, who said basically Republicans, GOP should be exterminated like cockroaches. I had a man write to me. He didn't know I was right-wing or anything. I had a guy answer my post and say this. Yeah, I mean, I agree with you to a certain extent. Musicians should probably just play their music. However, given everything that's going on in the world, I really think I agree with Steven Van Zandt. Really. So you agree that it would be perfectly acceptable to begin to exterminate human beings based upon their political ideology. That's what you believe. But you were the same people when you were trying to even detain certain religious people at airports or certain groups of people at airports. You were the ones who said, oh, no, 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 no. Just because they happen to be from a certain country or certain ideology, you can't detain them. You got to detain grandma from Hoboken, New Jersey. You got to detain the businessman, a frequent flyer who has been detained 5,000 times and they know him by name. You can't just detain them. Why not? Why not? Oh, but you can't exterminate the GOP. That you can do. This is what I'm trying to tell you, folks. We've reached critical mass here where they are attempting to dehumanize one political ideology. And that would be the right-wing ideology and the religious. That's what they're attempting to dehumanize. And they're doing a very good job. Tomorrow, if this government said we're rounding up all of the Trump supporters, throwing them in the back of Jeeps to go to internment camps, there would be a decent percentage of Democrats who would say, well, that's not a bad idea, though. That's not too bad of an idea. And yet they'll turn around and call Donald Trump a Nazi. You know, the man who chanted lock Hillary up and could have done it. Donald Trump had the ability to make sure that Hillary Clinton went to jail, went to prison, denied the DOJ. He could have said, well, now that I'm the president, I'm going to make sure that the DOJ looks deeper into the Clinton Foundation, which was a scam and a money laundering operation from day one, and everybody knows it. And I'm going to expose all of these lies. Did he do it? No, he didn't. You know what he said? Just let it go. Just let it go. Because it's not going to look right. It's going to look like I'm purposely weaponizing and using my power to target political opponents. So as much as I'd like to do it, I'm not going to do it. Ah, but that's not what Joe Biden and company are doing. They're saying, you go ahead and do it, Merrick Garland. You find those parents who don't want little Susie to be little Sam, who don't want Billy to be Betty at 9 years old, who don't want their children force-fed that if you're white, you're evil, and if you're black, you're handicapped. Because those are terrorists. They need to be dealt with. You go ahead and make sure that these people are dealt with, and those religious people, too. You know, those crazy people who file into the churches and drop to their knees and worship, they got to go. If they're going to drop to their knees to anybody, it has to be to us. If they want to come out in front of the Capitol building and genuflect when we walk by, we'll be glad to do that. But, oh, don't go into a church. They hate you. There are people right now in this country that hate you so bad that they're okay with you being exterminated. Just for what I'm saying right now on this radio, they'd be okay. If I got exterminated, they'd say, oh, well, good for him. Good for the guy who did it. You look no farther than the school shooter that was a transsexual. Did you hear a large amount of Democrats come out and say, well, you see, this is a problem. Some of these people who do transition or do think this, they have mental issues. And no, they just made it all about guns, and most of them made it about, well, you keep picking on these people, and they're going to eventually get revenge. We're going to be treated with respect, and if we're not, your children aren't safe, not even in their own schools. And we're about to prove it to you. So change your ideology immediately, or your child may be next. That's the message they're sending. That's the message they want. Fear us. Bow before us. Or you may be exterminated. Like a cockroach. Your children may be exterminated. Like a cockroach. And I guess when that happens, Bruce Springsteen and little Steven there, they'll do a big Born in the USA chant, and everybody will say, oh, patriotic, I like that. This is a guy who made huge, huge money off the blue collar. And they're thumbing their nose. If Bruce Springsteen had one single ounce of morals in his body, which he obviously does not, he would fire Steven Van Zandt on the spot and issue a statement saying that is the most heinous and ridiculous comment I've ever heard a human being make. And despite the fact that we've been together for how many years, I can no longer work with him. What do you think would have happened if Donald Trump came out or a Trump supporter came out and said, you know, I'd be okay with exterminating the liberals? What do you think would happen? You think it would just fade into the sunset? No. Let me tell you what happened. Ted Nugent, who isn't known for being the brightest bulb, let's face it, Ted Nugent puts a picture of Hillary Clinton on a target at a concert and shoots a bow and arrow. He's a hunter. Part of his show, he takes the bow and arrow and shoots the picture of Hillary Clinton on a target from, I don't know, 40 feet away or something. Guess what happened to him? FBI showed up at his house. We need to talk to you, Mr. Nugent. How come they're not talking to Steven Van Zandt? Let me see. Both are musicians. One, comically, I guess you could say, shot an arrow at a former First Lady's picture. The other threatened, not threatened, but said he would be perfectly okay if people started exterminating everyone in the GOP. There's no visit to his house. There's no, we need to talk to you, Mr. Van Zandt. Because they agree with him. They agree with him. Now, I'm going to tell you something very shocking. There's a man by the name of Victor Bout. His handle is the Merchant of Death. He's a Russian arms dealer, a former Russian arms dealer, I guess. And he sent a letter to the president, and here's what he said. Your own government will assassinate you before they allow you to stand in their way. That's what he said. He said, you better worry that your own government will assassinate you, just like they did JFK, just like they did Martin Luther King, which many people feel is, pretty evident. I know there's some people say, it's a tinfoil hat conspiracy. There's a lot of evidence with JFK, a lot of evidence. So now what? If they can do it to a president, they can do it to you. And they will, apparently. We're in some rocky times in this country, folks. We're in for some very, very rocky times. And you're going to have to stay focused. And as hard as it is, I wish that each and every single one of you who are listening to this show, whether you be a Republican or a Democrat, whether you're cheering me on saying, go man, go, or you're saying you're completely crazy and should be exterminated like a cockroach, I want you to take a minute, take a breath and say, how did we get here? How did I end up hating my neighbor? How did I end up hating my sister, my brother, my uncle, my aunt? How did the family start to separate and not come over for holidays? How come my best friend and I don't talk anymore? Because you're being played, and you're allowing it to happen. And it started when Donald Trump took office, and the left said, we can't have this because he will expose us. He will expose to the people exactly who we are and what we are, and when they know it, they won't stand for it. So they had to turn the people against them. And they came up with everything they could possibly think of. He's a Russian agent. He doesn't pay his taxes. He's this, he's that, he's whatever. Whatever they can come up with. And just keep putting it on the news. Just keep drilling it into your heads, just like the children at school are having it drilled into their heads, the CRT nonsense. Just keep 24-hour barrage of Trump is bad, Trump is bad, Trump is bad. Keep it up. And eventually it'll seep into their little noggin. And even though they won't be able to give you one single reason why he's bad, they'll believe he's bad. Simple as that. Portion of these Democrats will stand right into your face and say, Trump was the worst president in history. And when you say, why? Please give me one reason. They don't have a reason. Well, he's mean. He's mean? Joe Biden called a girl a dog-faced pony soldier, threatened to take some guy outside and beat him up, called an old man fatso and said, you're too old to vote for me. And those are the people who are potentially going to vote for Joe Biden. That wasn't people who were against him. He's calling his own supporters that. What did he do? Gas prices came down. Goods and services came down. The jobs came back to this country. Train came back to this country. ISIS was totally crippled. Economy was soaring. And then just mysteriously out of thin air, here comes COVID. Wow, what timing it did have. Just an incredible, incredible stroke of kismet that it just happened at a time when everybody has to lock themselves away. Can't vote. No, you can go out there and vote. Better vote by mail. Might kill grandma. Yeah, regardless of how you feel about COVID. The timing was impeccable. And now we have Joe Biden as the president. And Joe Biden at his inauguration said, we need to bring this country together. The same man who has isolated this country like no other president ever has in history and has clearly came out and said the GOP are this and the mothers and the fathers who try to go to the school board meetings are terrorists and we can't have this and there's an insurrection and everybody's crazy and all the left are nuts. I mean, the right or not, there you go. There you go. There's no attempt to bring this country together. There was a greater attempt to pull it apart because it's easier to conquer when it's pulled apart. It's easier to conquer when somebody who I assume has at least a high school education says to me online, you know, I think Stephen Van Zandt has a point. When he's talking about literally committing genocide against a political ideology. Isn't that what Hitler said about the Jews? People need to do their history. This is outrageous. I want to know why the Department of Justice or the FBI has not, in fact, went to Stephen Van Zandt's house and said, you and your tweet. Not only is it hate speech, which it certainly is. Remember, hate speech is a crime now. Not only is it hate speech, it's dangerous rhetoric. It's literally terrorism. What happens if somebody who idolizes Stephen Van Zandt says, Stephen Van Zandt says, I should start eliminating GOP people and somebody goes out there and does it. What about that, huh? Then you know what the left's going to say? Well, if some moron is so stupid that he listened to what he said and took something out of it, you can't blame him. Oh. But when some guy shows up at a ball field and asks, is that the Republicans or the Democrats playing ball? Oh, no, that would be the Republicans, and takes out a gun and starts firing on them, and it turns out he's a Bernie Sanders, not only supporter, but working for the campaign. Thing they say. You can't blame him. But if a Republican, if a Trump supporter does anything wrong, that's Donald Trump's fault. It's the GOP. They're nuts. They work those people into a frenzy. Their hate speech has come home to roost. See, they don't take any responsibility for the same things they force you to take responsibility for. I never one time suggested it was Bernie Sanders' fault that that guy did what he did. Okay, he worked for the Bernie Sanders campaign. Okay, he hates the Republicans. Gotcha. He's nuts. But if that situation had been reversed and that was a Trump supporter or someone who worked for the Trump campaign, and they ask, is that Democrats or Republicans, and it was Democrats, and he opened fire, they would have said, this is Donald Trump and his dangerous rhetoric. This is the GOP dog whistling to kill us all because they're evil, terrible fascists. That's what would have been said, folks. That's what would have been said. Now, I'm being told Steve Van Zandt says somebody hacked his Twitter. He is so full of shit. But being a fascist bastard, you're a coward. Take responsibility, you lowlife. Take responsibility. Someone hacked your account and did that? You better have the FBI investigate that. They could get you into a whole lot of trouble, Mr. Van Zandt. I suggest you call up the FBI. Tell them you need to find out who did this. And then I think you need to go on television to make a public apology. But you're not going to. You're not going to do any of those things because you're a liar. Simple as that. Now, speaking of liars, wasn't so long ago, just a week or so ago, 10 days, that we had this big uprising where the Capitol building was stormed in Tennessee, and some of the state elected officials there led the charge. They led the charge. And for their efforts, they were barred. Two out of three of them, anyway, were barred. Well, they're all back. They're all back. And one guy in particular, I never did anything wrong. I'm not a violent person. I never did anything wrong. Well, his name is Justin Jordan. And we now have a video of Mr. Jordan in 2020 literally attacking people in cars with a street cone, literally hitting people. This is somebody who's now literally representing a state as an elected official. As an elected official. See, this is what I'm talking about when I'm telling you they're infiltrating. They're finding radicals. They're finding these far-left lunatics, and they're disguising them. I want you all who listen to the sound of my voice to just do me one favor. I don't ask you guys for much. If you think I'm bluffing, I want you to go look up Justin Jordan. When he was first running for some deal in college, I forget what it was, here is Justin Jordan in a suit and tie saying, ladies and gentlemen, and I'm trying to sound as much like him as I can, ladies and gentlemen, it's time that we brought the country together, Democrat and Republican. And I think that if you elect me, I will be able to do that. I'll be able to reach across the aisle and talk to people from all walks of life, all political ideologies, because we share more in common than we do apart to do that. So I think I'm the right person to do it. Just as articulate and wonderful and well-spoken as you can possibly imagine a man to be. Same Justin Jordan. Down in Tennessee, speaking before the House, it is time! time to go and do what we got to do. It is a time when we go to the... Yeah, all of a sudden, you're a militant black leader, right? So which is it? Are you bluffing people now and pretending to be a militant black leader? Or were you bluffing people to begin with when you're pretending to be a moderate who was going to reach across the aisle? I know which one it was. Because you needed to get your foot in the door. That's what these people are doing. That's what these people like Rashida Tlaib and AOC and all of these people do. They come at you with, we're just trying to do the best for this country. We love this country so much, and we know you people have suffered, you poor, poor, underpoverished people. And we're going to stick up for you. Please vote us in. And then when they get in, it's this country is an evil cesspool of racism and needs to be torn down. And if anyone stands in our way, they should be eliminated like cockroaches. They bluffed you. They're actors. They play the part. They play the part of a well-spoken, articulate, calm, caring, an intelligent human being. And you say, they don't sound that bad. They sound pretty good. Maybe I'll give them a chance. Looks like fresh blood, new, younger people. Let's give them a chance. And then when they get in, folks, then they reveal their true colors. Barack Obama did the same thing. Barack Obama bluffed a lot of people first time around with how wonderful he was going to be and how everything was going to be. And then what happened? Then he started with, elections have consequences. You elected me to do as I see fit. Wrong. You know, I thought you were an intelligent man, but I guess you must have failed your political science, because we don't elect you to do what you want. We elect you to do what we want, the American people. I guess he failed that course. But here was another guy who, when you just looked at him, you were like, yeah, he's a cool dude, man. Here he is up there jamming with some artists that I listen to, playing some basketball, dancing the night away with his wife. He's got two beautiful kids. He's saying all the right things. He's pressing all the right buttons. And then there came that moment when he came out with the Greek pillars to do his speech. And I saw through him, and I said, this is an act. That's when Barack Obama totally lost me. I looked at that, and I said, this man is bluffing. He's lying. He's a charlatan, and he's an actor. But for the most part, didn't. They looked at him as a nice, affable guy, raising two kids with a wife, and just trying to live the American dream. Then along comes Donald Trump, and he ain't bluffing nobody. See, if Donald Trump was going to be bluffing people, they say all the time, well, Donald Trump isn't who you think he is. No, he's exactly who I think he is. And I'll tell you why he is. Because of the things he says. A politician would never say those things. And you know why? Oh, it wouldn't be politically wise to say this. Donald Trump doesn't care. Donald Trump says, I'll say what I want. The American people need to know this is me. So if I want to get on a TV show and say, hey, I was talking to President Xi and she's a knockout. Now, people might say, well, that's very inappropriate. Yeah, but that's how people talk. So when I listen to Donald Trump, I say, this is like listening to just some dude I talk to. He wouldn't say half of the things he said. If he was a real tried and true politician, he would hide, just like they do. He would hide his agenda. He'd be out there saying, you know, there's some very good points to be made about CRT, and there's some very crucial points to be made about transsexuals not having equal rights. And we will be working on this in our administration. We do think there is some validity to those things. He wouldn't be throwing away votes by saying, yeah, they're full of shit. Right? Why would he do that? Oh, you remember Barack Obama said, I think marriage has got to be sacred and it has to be between a woman and a man. Remember when Barack Obama said that? He didn't believe a word of it. He was told to say it because you need to get people from across the aisle to vote for you. You already have enough tried and true Democrats. So they may not agree with you on that, but they're still going to vote for you. So now let's win over a few independents and even a few Republicans by giving them a little red meat. He didn't believe one word of it, but he said it. Just like Joe Biden all those years ago said, I don't want my kids going into a jungle. Remember that? They bluff. They tell you whatever the hell they need to tell you to make sure they get in. And then once they're in, these people infiltrate. And once they're in, that's it. Their true colors are seen. And even Democrats. How many Democrats have come forward and saying, this isn't my party anymore. I have to leave this party. One after the other have done it because they realized we've been infiltrated by a very, very radical movement who call themselves Democrats, but they're not. Tell you the MAGA movement is the real radical. Well, what's radical about wanting jobs, affordable gas, to be respected around the world so that we're not in any war, to be mutually both respected and feared by our allies and our adversaries? What's wrong with that? Isn't that what you want? Ask yourself, take a pen and paper and write down, what do I want from this country? And I would imagine some of the first things you would write down is safety. Are we safe now? Is your family safe? Do you feel safe taking your children and your wife to the city? Wherever you live, are you safe? I want safety in our foreign affairs. Are we safe in our foreign affairs? Vladimir Putin is threatening every day to push the button. North Korea's already got nukes. Iran's working on them. Are we safe? I want things to be affordable so I can provide for my family. Is gas affordable? Are eggs affordable? Is groceries affordable? Are the things you want out of life affordable now? No, they're not. Everything you want, you do not have, and yet you clearly want to hang on to, at least Trump's not in office. Well, what the hell does that get you? Did Donald Trump round people up on the streets and put them in internment camps? No, he did not. And I know there's going to be people say, put the kids in cages in the border. No, Barack Obama built those so-called cages. And they're still being put there today, folks. And I don't see you protesting. Remember when AOC went to the border under the Trump administration and cried, these poor children, I can't bear to see it. Now when they ask her, hey, what the hell's going on? They're being raped in these things by fellow illegal aliens. I don't see that. I don't see that. Of course you don't see it because you don't want to see it because you were acting. These far-left lunatics are good actors, and they pretend to be moderately normal Democrats until you give them power. And yet you still keep giving them power. This has got to stop, folks, because now we know Department of Justice and the FBI are clearly on the side of the radicals. They are not on your side. And someone now has to take them on. It ain't going to be us. We're powerless to take them on. What do you expect us to do? We can speak about it. Nothing's going to happen until you elect people who say, we can do something about it. We can gut the FBI from the inside out, and we can get rid of these radicals. I don't want radical. I don't want right MAGA guys in there either. If tomorrow Some miracle happened. And we switched presidents in the middle of a cycle, and we now had a strong mega Republican president. And he said, I'm going to make sure that all of these crazy liberals who dressed up in vagina hats and ran around the streets and yelled and screamed, now they're all going to internment camps. They all need to be eliminated. I'd say, that guy's crazy. The hell is wrong with that guy? I don't want that. You can have as much of a difference of opinion as me as you want. I don't want anything bad to happen to you. I want you to listen to logic. I hope that you become educated. But I don't want you exterminated like a cockroach. I don't want you placed in an internment camp. I don't want you labeled a domestic terrorist unless you deserve it. Now, I would say that if you literally block traffic, haul people out of their cars, and beat them mercilessly with clubs, you're probably a domestic terrorist. That would be Antifa. But as far as the people protesting, if they want to come and wear a shirt that says, I had 42 abortions, and they're dressed up like a clown with a vagina hat on, it's no skin off my nose. Do what you want. You're making a damn fool out of yourself, but whatever. That's freedom of speech. Freedom of speech does not include beating people. And we obviously don't have that freedom of speech because when we tried to say that the Hunter Biden laptop was real, all of our posts, all of our voices were silenced. When we tried to say that the COVID probably came out of a Wuhan lab, all of our voices were silenced. When we tried to say the vaccine could potentially be dangerous, we were silenced. Because they don't want you to have freedom of speech. Because if you do, this is the weapon you need to use. Your common sense overrides them. Every single time. They don't have any facts. They don't have any common sense. This is literally the party who invented the word mansplaining. Mansplaining, the definition is anytime a man corrects a woman, even if he's right. So if a woman says, I drive on the left side of the road, and you're driving on the right side. Oh, you're mansplaining. Don't mansplain to me. How dare you? Or, I don't know exactly where I am. Well, I know how to get there. Don't you tell me. What, do you think I'm a woman? I can't find out on my own? Don't mansplain to me. This is the same party who says anybody can be a woman. So how can you mansplain to anybody if anybody can be a woman? These are the people who say, well, if you wear wrap clothing and you're white, you're kind of insulting. You're stealing their culture. That's not what you're supposed to. How dare you? Well, no, that's cultural misappropriation. No. You see, the United States is made up of cultures. We're not supposed to be made up of all little separate countries within our own. People from China and Asia come over here. They open up their businesses, whether it be whatever business it happens to be, restaurants or whatever, and they bring us their culture. And we say, wow, this is amazing. I didn't have this food before. I didn't have this service before. And this is wonderful. And in turn, they learn your culture. And they say, wow, it's nice to be in the United States. We didn't have this freedom and we didn't have this. Same way with Latin Americans. Come over here and they start their businesses and they bring their culture and we get to absorb some of their culture and they get to absorb some of ours. But that's not what they want now. Now they want this part of the world is mine and even the laws are going to be different here and we're going to go by what we want and you don't dare come in. No, that's not what this country's about. Yeah, we're a melting pot, and that's exactly what we're supposed to do. Melt and assimilate in with each other. Learn from each other's culture. Appreciate each other's culture. And be as one, as Americans. Not isolate ourselves. But that's not what's happening. That's not what's happening at all. And they don't want that. Because once we do that, folks, their game is over. Their divide and conquer game is over, and they can't win. They have to strip away your humanity for them to win. In other words, if I saw a lady broke down on the side of the road in the middle of the night or stuck in a snowbank somewhere and she has a F Trump bumper sticker on her car, I'm still stopping to help her. You know why I'm stopping to help? Because she's a human being and I'm a human being and she needs somebody to help. I don't care who she voted for. Until we can all do that, they're going to win. And here's what you have to understand if you're Democrats. You're the ones causing it. I don't run into that many Trump supporters. I don't run into that many supposed mega Republicans who think differently than what I just said. 99% of them say, yeah, that's right. That's what you would do. Of course you would do that. However, when Stephen Van Zandt supposedly gets hacked and puts that up there, all of a sudden, here's a whole bunch of Democrats agreeing. Yeah, that's what we should do, exterminate them. So which side is the fascist again? Because I'm confused. Anyway, let me take some calls. I'm going to go to Tom in New York. Tom, are you there?
Howdy. Yes, I am. Good afternoon, Marcus. Yeah, Stephen Van Zandt is like the biggest coward in this world. He tweets to exterminate the GOP and all the Republicans, and then he says, oh, I was hacked. Are you kidding me? He doesn't take response. It's the same exact thing when the press secretary goes up to the podium and says, yeah, I blame Republicans for everything. Everything that's happened over the last 2.5 years, all the Republicans' fault. Look what I inherited when I got here. Oh, but you applied for the job. So I don't want to hear your BS. And I'm going to make a comparison. Donald Trump may be the guy that is brash, and he's, you know, maybe not very articulate in the eyes of some. But if you were to hire a plumber to come to your house and do some repairs, and you read some reviews on his company and this man, and he was the best that you could find. And he came to your house, and he started to get to work right away, and he had the dirtiest mouth. And he was saying all kinds of stuff, and he was just, you know, going off and venting. If he got the job done, would you care? Would you care that that's his personality? Absolutely.
You
not.
Know, let me give you a better analogy. If someone you love is going in for heart surgery and you have a guy who says, I support CRT and the Biden administration and all that kind of stuff, and you happen to be a liberal, and this guy's had, 1 year experience and says, this is my third one, I'm two out of three survived, or you have a staunch Trump supporter who said, I've done this 700 times. I've lost nobody. I can get your loved one through this operation, no problem. Who are you going to go with? Because if your answer is the Biden person, you literally need your head examined. You need to go to a psychiatrist immediately. But that's the world we live in now. But I want you to understand, before you hate your neighbor, before you hate your supposed best friend, before you hate your aunt or uncle, because they think differently than you, remember who made them do it. Remember that they were brainwashed into doing it. They are not thinking clearly. It's like being in a cult. You know, one day your daughter's like, she's the apple of my eye. And the next day it's like, I'm not allowed to talk to you. You are evil. You people have done horrible things to the world. Yeah, because you're in a cult. And then when you say to the cult, well, let me have my daughter for the weekend so we can, I say, oh, no. Oh, no, you might fill her head with horrible things, and she might not believe us anymore. That's what the left is. That's why they silence you on YouTube. That's why they silence you on Facebook. They don't want you to break the spell. They want more people who say, yes, Stephen Van Zandt's right. They don't want people saying, this is going too far. I don't care who my neighbor voted for. He's a nice guy. He treats his family well. He always treats us well. We have a lot of fun hanging out, and, you know, we may not think the same ideologically, but aside from that, he's a really nice guy. They don't want that. Because the minute that happens, they lose, I'm telling you. They need you at each other's throats. They need political war, race war, sex war, everything. They started it. First, it was political ideology war. You can't be friends with a Republican if you're a Democrat. Then it was, well, if you're black, you better not have any white friends. You know what they did to you, right? You know what they did to your family, right? You know they don't want you to get ahead, right? Then it was sexual. Well, if you're gay, they hate you. They know you better not have any straight friends, especially if they're Republicans. You better not have any Republican straight friends. And then that's transsexual. Well, you better not have any people who think differently than you. They're trying to divide you, micro-divide you right down. Now they're trying to do it with DeSantis versus Trump. They're trying to say, well, if you're a DeSantis fan, you know, don't vote for Trump. Trump wins that primary. I'm staying home. And if you're a Trump fan, you better say the same thing. I got news for you, Einstein. They're leading you around by the nose. If you take that and you run with that, we're going to lose in 2024. Don't you understand that? So for all the DeSantis fans out there who are saying, well, if Trump wins the primary, I'm not voting. Good. Then you're going to vote for Biden. And the same thing happens with the Trump fans who says, I won't vote for DeSantis. I'll vote for either one of them. Gladly vote for either one of them. Do I think Trump would be better? Yes, I do. For a variety of reasons that would take a long, long time that I don't have. But needless to say, the main reason is I see how fearful it is of Donald Trump. They're not that fearful of Ron DeSantis. There's got to be a reason. When Russians are literally saying this man better realize that there'll be assassination attempts on him if he gets even close to the presidency again, then you know they're afraid of him. Big time afraid of him. And there's got to be a reason. Don't let them divide us anymore, folks. Just don't let them divide us. And the DOJ and the FBI, well, they're coming after you, man. And the only way you're going to stop them from getting a hold of you is you need to change who's responsible. And that means if you're a Democrat, you're a Republican, listen to the sound of my voice, you guys got to vote the right way. Because if you don't, eventually they're going to come for you. Caller, I'm going to give you the last word.
Yeah, I mean, I couldn't agree with you more. I mean, is it really too late for everybody to come together and do the right thing? If that ever happens, then the Democrats know that they lost. The left knows that they lost. And it's not all Democrats.
And that's what exactly needs to happen. We need to start to come together now and stop this nonsense immediately. Anyway, let me plug your show. I know that you have a show on Talk 29. Which is called Tom B. Stone's Don't Get Me Started. That's Wednesdays at 3 o'clock if you want to check that show out. Folks, getting serious, and only you can change it. And the only way you're going to change it is with your vote. Think about it.